We're going to learn the Sfas Emes, Purim Tov Reish Mem Beis. In these editions of the Sfas Emes, it's page 68. Iker Hisnagdus Amalek Hula HaTorah. What is most problematic to Amalek, what they stand contra opposite to, ultimately is Torah. K'may Shekosuv, as Haman says it, the Dos Sehem Shoinois Mikolom. They're different in their Dos, in their theology. They believe in this one universal deity, and that's to whom they pledge allegiance. Ves Dos Sehem Melech Einam Oisim. They're not going to really ever be truly loyal to you, Achashverosh, because they're loyal to this deity, this God that they believe in. So what they really, really wanted to do was to cause that there should be no people who are Hashem Yisbarach's believers. They wanted that there be no force in this world that speaks for, that struggles for, that aims to move the world toward the one universal Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what would allow every individual to do what he wants. So if there's one Ribbono Shel Olam, then you have to do what it is that he wants. Once there's another power, force, anything that can be answered to but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that gives everyone the right to do what they believe in. When it says lahashmid, laharug, la'abed, that they wanted to do a shmad, that means that they wanted to destroy Jews so there would no longer be the faithful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The Sfas Emes says, doseihem kiven gam al teire shebal peh. Doseihem is Lashon Rabim. That means that they have a Torah Shebichsav and a Torah Shebal Peh. And the Torah Shebal Peh allows us to continue to have Torah lived with the realities of our time and to answer the questions that arise in our time. Each door, each time, each era, with the Torah Shebal Peh that comes out, that becomes learned, relevant, Sheyecholim b'nei Yisrael b'koychem l'chadesh ta'amei Torah. And it's because of the Torah Shebal Peh that they're able to keep alive and fresh a Torah Shebichsav, which is constantly being reinterpreted, newly understood, with greater depth. K'may Shekosuv, as in the bracha of Chai Yo'elum Nota B'Sachenu, Asher Nosan Lanu Teres Emes, Teres Emes is Torah Shebichsav. The Tur says in Eir Chaim, Kuf Lametes, brought in these notes. Chai Olam Nota B'Secheinu, it's Torah Shebal Peh. And that's because it's a Netiyah. When something is like a Netiyah, it keeps growing. It's not static. It keeps growing. And it grows from the soil, the fertile soil of the Torah Shebichsav. The Netiyah keeps on coming up and growing. And it keeps on branching out into various anofim. And yields peiros again and again. So that's the Torah Shebal Peh. They want no part of this themselves, but they want to destroy it, that the world should not have it. That there should be no allegiance to this Torah and to this one Hashem Echad. Therefore, because that's what they stood for, that's why the V'nahafeichu meant that once they are defeated, once they are no longer able to threaten Torah, Torah becomes that much stronger. Lachain, achar mechias Amalek, yesh kabbalas haTorah. Because if that's what they wanted to suppress, then that's what will come back even stronger upon their defeat. And he says, "V'zeh nohig b'chol shana." Then this opportunity to come back with a stronger Torah obtains every year, every Purim. K'mayshakasuv milchama l'Hashem ba'amalek midor dar. The milchama that Hashem wages against Amalek is constant. Each generation will have its Torah. Each generation will have the forces that are opposed to Torah, the forces that are opposed to having a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, particularly a relationship based on study of Torah, amelus b'Torah, growth through study of Torah. Every generation will have those who are opposed to that. And then when they are defeated, when we overcome the opposition to Torah, Torah becomes that much greater. Pirish. Just as there's inspiration that grows, an energy that is specific to each generation, a new type of energy and a new push of Torah in a particular door, in that door, kein yesh hisnagdus b'chol eis. So there is the opposition to Torah, the opposition to the Jewish theology, the opposition to the MS in each generation. And it's not exactly the same in each generation either. K'may shekosvu chazal, nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ein shemo yishalim v'kisoy yishalim. When it says in the Pasuk, at the end of B'shalach, ki yod al keis kom milchom el Hashem ba'amolek midor dor, ein ha-shem shalem, ein ha-kisei shalem. So it says ka, and it says case instead of kisei, because the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which represents Torah, the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the covered of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world, they are not shalem, they are not whole, ad she-yimoche shmoi shel Amalek yimach shmoi v'zichra b'meira, until Amalek is destroyed. Because if Amalek exists, that means that there's a voice, there's an opinion, there's a force, there's a push against Hashem Echad and against His Torah. L'chein ein l'davar ze hefsik. And since that's the way it is, midar dar, until Mashiach comes, and then achrise ad oved, when finally Amalek is completely destroyed, Emes reigns complete and true and whole, but until then, we are waging war, and the opportunity to rise up and to have Torah in our time strengthened, that we should become more bonded to Torah, more bonded to Torah Shebal Peh, more involved with it, have chidushim, and come up with novelay and all kinds of expanded Torah. It grows, because if you defeat Amalek, on the rebound, Torah grows. V'yesh lanu levakesh v'lesmeach. B'mapolas Amalek v'zarei, we are asking for it, and we are celebrating Mapolas Amalek. Why? K'dei sheyisparsem k'vayit shmei yisparach ba'olam. So that what results on the rebound is a tremendous amount of pirsum, not only literally of the Nes, which is of course pirsum Nisa, the mitzvah of Purim, but also she isparsim kvoid shmoi yisparach ba'olam kiddush Hashem. Kvoid yisparach should be enhanced. That's the goal of Purim. Ukmesh ramzu chazal, b'tzivui zohar, eis asher osel chamolek. Remember it. And what Chazal here specifically, he's referring to Chazal on the Pasuk. It's a medrash, psikta, quoted here in the notes. Because Klal Yisrael had been rafu yudeyim, because they had weakened in Torah and they had not been as strong as they should have been, Vayavi Amalek. So Amalek is to remind us of the need for us to be constantly aware of our own weakness, that we need to be always strengthening ourselves in Torah and Mitzvahs, because if not, Vayavi Amalek. So Vayavi Amalek is a way of reminding us of what could happen. Zachar es Yisharas L'cha Amalek, when it was unfortunately a case of Ata Oyev Yogea. Ki kavanas hatera lahaskirenu shaloi lachtoi. Sachar is for our benefit, not just because we have to, of course, erase Amalek and make sure that Kavod Shemayim is ultimately brought to its zenith, but also Kadesh shaloi yavai Amalek to us, practically speaking. Otherwise, Amalek is a force that will bring us down. The Yetzirah, the Satan. We constantly have to battle it, constantly have to fight it, constantly have to do whatever it takes to defeat it. Together, but certainly individually.
Basically, to remember the trigger that we did to elicit Amalek. That's what he's saying.
We should remember what caused Amalek to come, right. Which was Refidim, which was Rafu Yudayim. Ken Yeshlonu Levakesh, Zachar Hashem Levnei Edoim. Zuchar Hashem Levnei Edom is Yom Yerushalayim Ha'im Aru Aru Ad Yisoid Bo. So the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us Zachar Es Tashar Asul Cha Amalek. We respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zachar Es Asher Asul Cha. It's not only that we were affected. Amalek didn't affect you. The Medrash says that Bnei Yisrael say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are humans. We have forgetfulness. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you never forget. And did Amalek only diminish us? Didn't Amalek diminish your covet? It was diminution of covet Shemayim. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zechar Hashem, Levnei Edoim, Esiroim Yerushalayim. I wonder if here, the Sfasemes maybe also means, the Pasuk there is talking about what was done by Nebuchadnezzar. Destruction of Bayis Rishon. But the fact that it's Livnei Edoim, which is Esav, from whence Amalek came, so I wonder if midrashically the Sfasemis might be turning around and saying that that's the meaning in the Medrash, that the Medrash quotes that Pasuk because the Medrash is using that Pasuk to basically support the idea of our turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, you remember. Not only will we remember, should we remember, you have Kadosh Baruch Hu have to remember. Because it's your kavod, ultimately, that's diminished when Amalek rises. Shlo yis'akev al yedei oise ha-rasha, that terrible Russia, Edom, Esav, Amalek, Haman, couldn't be able to still be in the world holding back the full kavod Shemai. Now he says, as far as the restoration of the Shem HaShem and of the Kisei HaShem, referred to by Chazal in connection to the Pasuk, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka, he says, Ushmo Yisbarach Hi HaTorah. Shmo Yisbarach means the Torah. Shekula Shmo Yisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the strengthening of Torah, meaning that the Torah becomes meaningful, and every word of Torah is on our lips, and every word is understood, and every word comes to life, that's the Shem HaKadosh. The Torah is a long string of letters that together comprise the Shem HaKadosh. So if Torah is strengthened, that's how we begin to cause the Shem HaShem to become whole. Whole and fully recognized in all its glory. V'kisoi, and the throne, Hu Yerushalayim, Ubeis HaMikdash. The Kisei is Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. That's the footstool, so to speak, of the throne here and of the throne up in Shemayim. Shemayim Kisi, V'aretz Adayim Ragloi. L'chein, Achar Ma'polas Haman, Zochu L'Tayra. So because Haman's defeated, and Amalek, whose opposition chiefly is to a Torah, L'hashmid, L'hargul Abed, to disconnect any people from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to cause that there be no allegiance, no people who believe and who follow and who obey the Master of the Universe. So if that's the destruction of Torah, then once Haman is out of the way, Torah flowers, Torah grows. The force and power of Torah, the energy grows and is released in a way that's greater even than it was before. Lachain. Achar ba'polos haman zochu l'teira. Lachain achar sivan. That's why it was specifically after Zman Matan Teresenu that Mordechai promulgated and all of the various 127 Medinos received orders to be Noikem Nikmasam and to establish Purim. The Megillah says, Vayikaru Sefer HaMelech Be'esahi B'chodesh HaShlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan B'shloisha Ve'esrim Boi V'yikosev K'chola Shetziva Mordechai Al Yudim. So it says that they waited until the 23rd of Sivan, which is after Zman Matan Torah. The miracle of the turnaround began when Haman was hung on Pesach. And it continues with the Gzeira being followed by a Gzeira that allows Am Yisrael to rise up and to defend itself. And that's written after Zman Matan Teresenu. So the Sasema says, Lachain Achar Sivan, after Zman Matan Teresenu, after Shavuos, Shehirgishu B'yoy Matan Tere Hiskadlus Shmo Yizbarach Al Yidei Mapolos Haman HaRasha. On Zman Matan Teresenu, they must have felt this Yom Tif of Shavuos, this Zman Matan Teresenu is like no other. This is the greatest Yom Tif of Shavuos. They felt the Kimu V'Kiblu on that day. Kimu V'Kiblu Hayudim, he's saying, they felt on Matan Torah anniversary, on the anniversary of Matan Torah, they felt, wow, something that they sensed in the energy of the day, greater than ever before. Oh, so then we can not only celebrate Torah, but we can celebrate Torah and mark this time as a time when we realize and feel and know that there's been this successful pushback against Amalek, and it's time, therefore, to establish not only the Nekama, but also Purim itself. Hoylehem achakach hasimcha b'shleimus. That's when it was possible to have the full simcha. K'mashe kosev le'yehudim ha'yisoyer v'simcha v'sosin v'yikar. Hakol kosev rak achazman matan ter. There in Perek Ches, in the Megillah, that's all after Shavuos. That's after B'chodesh HaShlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan B'Shloisha Ve'esrim Boi. The L'chaira HaYetzarech L'hiyos Be'es Tliyas Haman. Haman HaRasha has been hung. That's the first big step. No, there's a lot yet to be accomplished. Not only the fact that the Gzeira should be addressed by Am Yisrael being allowed to rise up and preempt against its enemies, but there's the recognition of what the death of Haman means. If they see and feel on the day of Matan Torah that there's a strength to the Torah that they now have, that they now learn, that they now embrace, that there's this energy that wasn't there before, oh, then they realize that this is a time for this great simcha that had been gained through the defeat and ongoing defeat of Amalek. Rak she'ikr ha-simcha shalahem hoyo ma'ashe zochu al yidei zeh la-hatayra ul-hisgad l'shmo yizbarach. So they don't start with the la-yhudim ha-yisayr v'simcha v'sasin v'ikar until weeks after. It's actually exactly 2 months after the end of Pesach. Because then they realize that there is this new power to the Torah that they now are going to fulfill, that they are now embracing and learning and fulfilling. And that power comes from the setback and the mechias Amalek. V'chein nivne achakach b'yisheni. And that also was impetus to the building of b'yisheni, which is shehu shleimus hakisei k'nizkei le'el. Now he goes on to say that the expression Lehudim Hoysa Oyre V'Simcha V'Sasin V'Kar in that tense, in past tense, implies that the Simcha had been there all along. It implies that this joy had been with us, or the potential for the joy, the source of the joy, had been with us, but it had been held back. It had been occluded because of the efforts and the opposition of Amalek. Watch. Uksiv Hayusa. So Hayusa means past tense. It doesn't say that they began to have Oira, Simcha, Sosin, Vikar, Oira, Zutaira. Simcha is a Yom Tev, Sosin is Mila, right? Vikar, Elu Tfilin. Uksiv Hayusa. Kibemes Kol Ze Ois Al Chibosin Shal B'nei Yisrael. This is all an expression of how beloved Am Yisrael is. Ki, la'olam yesh kedusha b'Yisrael. Yisrael has Torah, and we had Simcha, meaning Yom Tov, and we had Sosan, meaning Mila and Tefillin. But the excitement and the zchuyos that come from these mitzvahs had been diminished because we had been, after all, in a little bit of the darkness that Amalek had thrust us in. It's the Rishoyim who darken us and darken the entire environment around us. It's the Rishus. And also the challenges we each face. It's the Satan, that is Amalek, that clouds us over so that we don't shine through with the tremendous energy of Torah, and Yom Tov, and Mila, and Tefillin.
So it's there, but it's latent.
And it's there, waiting to come out. Exactly, it's there. It's part of us. It's the great quality of Klal Yisrael. But it's not able to be fully seen or actualized until we fight back against Amalek, push that cloud of negative darkness away, and then the excitement and the fulfillment and the embrace of mitzvahs and the love of all of these mitzvahs and of Torah all finally come to their fullest measure. All become actualized. K'moy Kain. Eino yochel hisgalis kedushas Yisrael. Rak al yedei mechiyas Amalek. The mitzvahs, the ma'asim tovim, and the fervor and the energy of those mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim are held back. The kedusha of Am Yisrael is held back. Just like Ein Shmoy Shalem, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory in the world is held back, our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim are held back. And if our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim don't shine, then our kedusha isn't there either. It's also, so to speak, held back. It's not revealed. The latent Kedusha is waiting to come through, to break through, if you will. And it does, al yedei mechiyas Amalek. L'chein, ksiv hoyza. Past tense. Because it was there. But sheniskala ata, but now it became revealed and became clear, became conspicuous. Shehoya ha'ayri v'simcha b'vnei Yisrael. It was always there. We always had Torah. But now it becomes clear. And that comes. It becomes clear because b'nei Yisrael take the Torah they had and do a kimu v'kiblu, a kimu mashakiblu kvar. So it's been always there. Rak she'ena yechayla lehisgalois kiniskul el. It's just not able to be seen because of Amalek. Amalek pushes it back. Amalek causes us to make the mistakes. Amalek causes us to be so imperfect. Rak acha kach ksiv u'mordechai yotzo. Now out comes Mordechai into the limelight, meaning for all to see. But Mordechai riding that way out, you know, with that the glory of what Lehudim Hayisod of Simcha V'Sasin V'Yikorim means, that's the way the leader of Klal Yisrael, representing all of us, shines. With this parade out for the whole world to see, that's Kavod Shemayim. B'lvush Malchus Tcheles V'chur. We understand that that's why we sing B'r'oisim Yachad Tcheles Mordechai. Why? Because the Tcheles Mordechai, like Tcheles itself, was a representation of Kavod Shemayim. Why do we wear Tcheles? Because it looks like the blue of the ocean, which reflects the blue skies, that causes us to remember. It's a reflection of the bright, beautiful, shining Kisei HaKavod L'mala. That's Broisim Yachad Tcheles Mardechai. So when we saw Tcheles Mardechai, all of us together, that was the moment when all of what Mechias Amalek, B'Koyach, when it actually happened, when it was actually B'Poyel, the Koyach of Klal Yisrael to defeat Amalek, the Koyach of Klal Yisrael to shine with all the mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim and the Ritzayin Hashem being accomplished by us and by Am Yisrael together, all of that is now the glory of Hashem when it comes Mikoyach El HaPoyel after Mechias Amalek. And he says again, after we sense it and see it in the Torah that was stronger on that Shavuos, in that month of Sivan, and we felt it and knew it, and we said it was the aha moment when we realized that the Mechias Amalek had occurred and had been embraced and was ongoing. Remember, it was still that they were going to be taking Nekama, and the Aseres B'nei Haman were still going to be hung. Happened months later in Adar. All of this was recognized as something that had propelled Torah to new heights, and that's why there was such great celebration by Klal Yisrael. We'll do the next piece briefly. Nikhalu v'amad al nafsham. So it mentions that there is one nefesh to all of Klal Yisrael. Shabo el achdus k'meshikosev shivim nafesh. Sha'ev din lekel echad nikroam nefesh b'shivim nafesh yardu avaseinu. We went to Mitzrayim shivim nafesh, and it says it lashon yachid, because we are all with one heart serving one Ribbono shel Olam. That's why it says nikalu v'amoid al nafsham. We gathered together and we were oimed, meaning we recognized and stood up for the nefesh, unified. V'oz mesayir l'nefesh hakoylel, by unifying ourselves that way, so we come to be recognized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one. Once we're recognized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one, there's something which he refers to here as the Nefesh HaKoyel, Shehu Koyach Knesses Yisrael, Uba HaGeula. The Geula comes when you have this one powerful Nefesh that we all share, and we're all a part of it, and it becomes the identifying force that not only draws us together, but it's what will identify us as one. K'ma shekosov b'sifrei Kodesh al pasuk poyda Hashem nefesh avodov. Doesn't say nafshei avodov, nafshei avodov. Poyda Hashem nefesh avodov. V'lo yesh mukalachos nabay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poyda. He brings geula to the nefesh of Klal Yisrael. So when we all are identified by that nefesh that joins us as one, poyda Hashem nefesh avodov. Shu nefesh achas hakoyel kol nafshes b'nei Yisrael v'chol zeh bo al yedei tzadik ador. All this happens through Mordechai. K'ma shekosev ish Yehudi, and the Medrash says ish Yechidi. This one person who, like Moshe Rabbeinu in his time, had in him something that was able to relate to and cause everybody in Klal Yisrael is the Talmud of Moshe. Moshe is the Rebbe of everybody. Moshe is the one who receives Torah for me, for you, for him, for her. Moshe is every one of us. That was Mordechai. And that's how the Megillah ends, in fact. That Mordechai was this one unifying force, and he represents us all, and we are all tied to him. The Geula came because they followed Mordechai and his leadership, and became intertwined with him, and with all he was doing to move heaven and earth to save Klal Yisrael, to restore Kavod Shemayim. K'mach kasef poyda Hashem nefesh avodav lo yesh b'kol ha-chosen boy. He says, Yitachim l'faresh nami al ha-chosen boy. He says, ha-chosen b'zeh ha-nefesh. V'lo yesh b'kol ha-chosen boy doesn't necessarily mean only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's being derished to mean v'lo yesh b'kol ha-chosen boy. That if you are chosen boy, meaning in Mordechai, in whoever he is, that tzaddik hador, and you relate to that tzaddik hador, and you identify with that tzaddik hador, al yedei shemevatlim atzmam le tzaddik hador, v'al yedei hakehila amdu al nefesh ha'achdus. By coming together, b'ma'ah ha'kalois, rivvois, amcha beis Yisrael, they come together, amdu al nefesh ha'achdus, they are able to come to and achieve a unity of all being identified. There's a piece of Am Yisrael that's me, and I am a piece of Am Yisrael, which means that I and you and he are one. And that we share a nefesh called what he referred to as the nefesh of Knesset Yisrael. Then the Geula comes. That's the meaning of and the importance of the use of the word nefesh in the singular. In the pasuk, nikhalu v'amoid al nafsham, their nefesh.
It fits with Esther and the end of Megillah.